is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
A new finish high for the S&P 500 and for the Dow Jones. I welcome Jim McTague, longtime Washington editor, Barron's Magazine, now a novelist in the best county in the Keystone State, the best county in the best state, Lancaster County in Pennsylvania. Jim, a very good evening to you. The markets are jubilant because they expect a rate cut from the Federal Reserve. The shoppers, however, that's your bailiwick, and we go shopping with you. I learned now to call what you bring to us each week soft data. That means you actually talk to human beings and don't just look at numbers being generated by AI or other sophisticated machinery. Talking to shoppers, talking to store owners, talking to barbers. Let's travel with you to the Park City Diner. Where is that and what did you learn? Good evening to you, Jim.
Good evening, John. The Park City Diner is a very popular greasy spoon in the parking lot of the Park City Mall, which is the largest and oldest shopping mall in Lancaster County. And the Park City Diner, it looks like it was decorated by one of Pullman's interior designers with the heavy curtains and the booths. And I sat at the counter because the place was so packed, I couldn't get a seat at a booth. Primarily, this was on Martin Luther King Day, a holiday. I should have known better. The Park City Diner serves food on the equivalent of a hubcap. So you go in there, and the $11 breakfast that you get is probably twice the size as any other establishment. And this accounts for its popularity. And you could tell it by the voice lines of us diners that it's, the heaping servings are appreciated in this time of high prices.
And what did you order for breakfast?
Well, I hope I won't be condemned by the health establishment for this, but I ordered potato skins that were stuffed with cheese omelets with bacon. Each potato skin was scooped out and each one had an omelet in it. And to my credit, I only ate two of them, and then I took two out for lunch so that I could extend my cholesterol intake, throughout the day.
In other words, heart attack food, and that's why the Park City Diner is so popular. How was the price, Jim, for that enormous amount of heart challenge?
Oh, with the tax included, it was $14.
That sounds modest. It doesn't sound like it's shocking, but the place was packed, so people are voting with their feet. Let's go shopping at the Park City Mall. What did you see?
Well, again, it was Martin Luther King Day, a holiday. It was freezing out, so people were using the mall as a boardwalk. The windows, 80% off sales. Bookstore, buy one book, get another book free. They were doing a brisk business. The clothing store is so-so. People aren't really buying clothing in the wake of Christmas. The Apple store was packed. I saw people buying watch bands for their Apple watches. I hadn't seen that before. Buying new iPhones. I can't figure that one out because with AI around the corner, I think my iPhone 14 will probably be outmoded within 6 or 7 months.
So the Apple store, which had been nearly empty when you visited it between, Cyber Monday, late after Thanksgiving and Christmas, the Apple store was empty. You chatted with the clerk, but today you couldn't find the clerk for all the shoppers. Now, this is consistent with the statistics we had from the WSJ and others this week that the consumer number surprised people. The shopping number surprised people. Were you surprised that came in double? They expected plus 0.3 and they got plus 0.6 for shopping.
I was surprised it was double, but I wasn't surprised it was strong because I noticed a surge in the week and a half before Christmas because prices were cut like I said, I saw 80% last week. During Christmas, I saw 60, 70% discounts, and people responded aggressively to those discounts because finally the prices were fair, the prices were affordable, and they were anxious to purchase goods for Christmas.
Let's go to the place that really determines how we think we're doing. Costco, the best Costco in America because it has a hay barn for the Amish horses. You went into Costco. Now, you've reported over weeks people buy one or two things, and the checkout is not lined up, and nobody's buying big electronics. You had electronics bought at the Walmarts the last time. Any change in Costco shopping this time?
Well, there was, because I went on Thursday, the day before a snowstorm today. We were dumped with 2 inches. I'm being sarcastic here. Enough, but the promise of a snowstorm panics the public, and it's great for Costco. They had the longest lines I've seen all year. People were stocking up on foods and eggs. I saw a woman in line in front of me with 30 or 40 pound bags of kitty litter. And at first, you know, forgetting that the storm was coming, I thought she must be one of those crazy cat ladies. But then I thought, she looks familiar. It turned out that she owns the Greek diner on Main Street about a mile from my house. I eat there all the time. And she was buying the kitty litter in preparation for the snowstorm so that her customers wouldn't break their necks, you know, going in for their omelets.
So it's not kitty litter, it's sand for the walking in and out of the stores. All right, we've done we can with soft data. Let's look at the hard data. The Federal Reserve was rumored for a March cut. That was wiped out. Now it's rumored for a May cut. That might be wiped out because I saw Federal Reserve Governor Mr. Bostic today say third quarter. What did Mr. Goolsbee say? He was on TV today.
He was very diplomatic, and he wouldn't commit to a time. It was sort of like, don't expect one sooner. We'll probably have one later, but, you know, sort of be patient and see what happens with inflation. There are inflation data coming out next week. My impression is that the Fed won't cut until at least May or June. And the reason is the sticky inflation we all read about. You know, we've washed the easy price increases out of the economy, but wages and services are still increasing. We could actually see an upsurge in inflation, a small one, but that would be enough to panic the markets, because inflation doesn't go up and down in a straight line. It's more like follow the bouncing ball.
It is an election year, Mr. McTague. It is an election year.
Well, except I'm looking at the international scene. I mean, we see the Houthis
right
interfering with the supply chains in that part of the world. The Panama Canal shipping is down 39% because of a drought.
Right.
So the and you know, the Russians and North Koreans and the Cubans and the Iranians have all gotten together to talk about how to retaliate against the U.S. and the West for sanctions against their countries. And I think they will conspire to take advantage of Mother Nature and the Houthis,
Mr. McTague,
and try to disrupt our supply chain.
Mr. McTague at the Park City Diner looking for trouble. I'm John Bachelor.